Family Matters is a national campaign to ensure Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people grow up safe and cared for in family, community and culture. The campaign was launched on Friday in Rundle Mall and included a performance from Yelaka. They're a group which provides a safe space for young Aboriginal people to explore culture and identity through arts and dance. Sonia Waters runs the group with her husband Carl, and she joined me for a chat about the Family Matters campaign and the difference Yelaka makes in the lives of the young Aboriginal people who are a part of it. I also chatted with Alan and Sherwin, two boys from Yelaka.
I'm Sonia Waters, Director of Aboriginal Services in Anglicare SA, and I'm an Aboriginal woman from Adelaide whose family were raised in the child protection system. My mother, my nana and my great-grandmother were raised in the child protection system.
Yeah, it was part of the stolen generation?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
So how does it make you feel with all the figures on children who are currently in the system, overrepresented Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids?
It absolutely breaks your heart. It breaks your heart to read statistics that, you know, are saying that there are more Aboriginal children now in the child protection system than there was in the stolen generation era. And when you see statistics like in some jurisdictions where, you know, 50% and in some areas higher than that of Aboriginal children that are in care, and then you start looking closer at your own state and you see that, you know, it's on the rise. It's not just 30% anymore, even though that is extraordinarily high. You know, we're getting closer to 40%. You know, we need to stop this. We need to stop the flow of Aboriginal children coming into child protection system.
How do you think that can be stopped?
Well, look, you know, Jackie Huggins spoke at the breakfast this morning, at the reconciliation breakfast, and, you know, what she talked about with the whole of the referendum statement is that the solutions are in our families and the solutions are in our communities. And, you know, governments and NGOs, they just need to work with us, you know, in keeping our families strong and, you know, drawing on the strengths that are already there, you know, just to, you know, be safer, you know, environments for our children. But we also know at the same time, there's still that systemic and institutionalised racism and personal and attitudinal behavioural racism that also leads to the overrepresentation of our Aboriginal kids coming into care too. There are absolutely situations where our children need to be removed, you know. And I think the other thing that we're on about with this Family Matters campaign, especially here in South Australia, is that when our children do need to be removed, keep them in family. Keep them with family or keep them in community. You know, don't disconnect them altogether. You see now kids dancing here today. I mean, I couldn't imagine if any one of those children went into care and they were deprived of their human right, you know, to their own culture. I just couldn't imagine that.
Judging by what the kids here have experienced in Yelaka, coming together and practicing and telling stories and sharing experiences, how important is culture in their lives?
Oh, look, they'll tell you themselves how important this is. There's a whole sense of belonging. There's shared interest. The children love learning. They are absolutely thirsty for it. And that's not to say that their families aren't already teaching them stuff, but this is about how we build on that and how we strengthen that and make them stronger and prouder, you know, in their whole culture and identity. But the children love it. They just love it. They love coming together and being a part of Yelaka. And, you know, they just love getting out there and showing how proud they are of their culture and their identity.
Because often after school pastimes for kids are related to sport and that kind of thing. They don't often focus on culture or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture. So for them to be able to step out of the family home and continue exploring their identity and what's important to them, it must be so wonderful, such a rich experience.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I have to give thanks to Carl Telfer. I mean, he's my husband, he's my partner. We're great mates as well. But, you know, what he does here with these young people is just incredible. And, you know, these young people, you know, he believes in them and he helps them on their journey of their cultural identity, you know, and just strengthening that. And, you know, we have fun at the same time. Yeah.
Given your family experience, what does it mean to you to be able to do this work with these kids?
I'm on my own journey of cultural recovery as well, and so I'm learning every day. You know, I know the loss of culture, And I know I've only got a little bit of it back, and there's so much more. But at least my children, who are a part of this too, are part of Yellika as well. You know, they've got a stronger base to build on than I ever had. So we've done as much as we can to recover our family's story and journey and culture before a lot of the old people go. So, yeah, it's really important to me, really.
And I suppose, I mean, there's a bit of stigma as well in communities themselves about how connected people are with their culture. Do you get kids from different experiences and who maybe haven't identified for very long? And, you know, I'm guessing that you provide a very safe and inclusive and welcoming environment for them.
Look, wherever we perform, we've always got parents or even some foster carers coming up, even young people themselves coming up. And young ones, when they come up themselves, they're either really enthusiastic about wanting to learn more about culture, or they're a little bit shy and a little bit embarrassed or shame that they don't know a lot about their culture. And sometimes that's not their fault. You know, they're caught up in a system that is not supporting them to know more about their culture and their identity and how to stay connected to that, you know. So, you know, we will do whatever it takes within the limited resources that we've got, because we're not funded, we're not a program, you know, we're not a dance class, we don't charge these kids to come along or their parents or anything like that. But where we have some capacity, we have, you know, taken some of those young people, you know, into our group and, you know, been sharing culture with them as well. So recently we've had... been doing some performances, you know, at the start of Reconciliation Week and stuff, and so we're getting bombarded with inquiries from people all wanting to point kids in our direction because they know that this is what the children need.
And they can see that the kids are benefiting from it.
Yeah, and look, there's some great programs out there, like yesterday I was out at a program called MALPA, an Aboriginal Young Doctors program that's running out at Elizabeth Grove Primary School. And those little people that we were with yesterday, my daughter danced for them, and I had one of our older teachers, Inna Winchie Williamson, out there singing while my daughter danced. And the children, they're just so thirsty for this, and it's what they need and it's what they want. And people just need to start enabling opportunities for our kids to be connected, you know. We are the oldest continuing culture in the world, and if we don't start nurturing and valuing that, and enabling opportunity for young people to learn, we're going to lose it. And you won't be able to get it back in the way that we've got it now.
You used the term there, little people. I think that's such an important term to reflect on, because often when we think of kids, because they're children, they're young people, people don't take them quite as seriously, or in the child protection system, that's where things can go wrong, where they're not treated with the respect and dignity that they should do, because they are little people. They are, you know, people who are growing and learning.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And, you know, every child, no matter what age, needs to have a voice in their own future, in their own lives, and they need to be taken seriously, you know. Carl and I, we've done respite care of Aboriginal children, and sometimes we've buddied up with some non-Aboriginal families as well, and the children come across to us maybe for a weekend here and there. It's a bit of an informal arrangement, and this is what the kids are wanting. They just want to, I don't know, just be. They just want to be.
For a bit of a take-home message for listeners for today, on a special day like today, a day of action, what's something that you'd really like people to take on board? What would you like them to hear?
You know, not to focus on the deficits, right? But the figures that you're reading, right, around Aboriginal young people so overrepresented in out-of-home care, and the rate at which more and more children are coming into the child protection system, and removing these kids not just from family but from culture and their whole way of life, that has an effect. And people need to stop sliding over the data and actually focus on the lives that sit behind that data. And that is little people, from babies, little ones, teenagers. And then think about that family. It affects so many. So many, you know, it's not just the life of that little person, it's the lives of so many around them.
Because they do say it takes a community to raise a child, and of course if the child's affected, everybody's affected.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know that if anything happened and my children were taken from me, I don't know that I'd be able to get out from under my doona. Yeah.
My name is Ellen. My name's Sheldon.
And can you tell me, guys, how long have you been involved with Yellica for?
2.5 years, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
And why did you guys decide to get involved?
Because to identify and just dance for our culture and to just be doing culture. I started dancing for my parents that need to dance and respecting culture.
Which mob are you guys identify with?
I'm from Shijina, like Kulibin Mission Way, and yeah, that's my country.
How often do you get back to country?
Not that often.
I'm from up north and Alice Springs.
And can you tell me, what kind of stuff do you guys do when you go out to the hall and meet up with Carl and Sonia? What's your usual evening like?
Rehearsals and lots of fun stuff with them. And
normally we just all say hi to each other, hug each other, say how everything's going. Then we form our circle, our cultural circle. We never break that, and that keeps us strong together. We tell each other what happened good in the week, and then we just start our rehearsals and doing our culture.
Is it a nice thing to kind of start on a positive note when you do share something that's good that's happened to you in your week?
Yeah, it's really good.
What are some of the other things that you've been getting up to? Do you have any more events coming up?
We've got the swan thing coming up, and the...
What swan thing?
The swan.
Oh, yeah, we have the Power Cup, which is going to be really fun. It's we're dancing for, I'm pretty sure,
the indigenous one.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's going to be really fun, and it's a big event coming up. We're all excited.
What does it mean to you guys to be a part of a group like this with lots of other young people who are kind of celebrating who they are?
Excited.
Yeah, really, really enjoyable and just fun, and we're just really happy that we get to do this.
What was it like before you were doing stuff with Yellica? Was it slightly different, do you think?
Well, yeah. When I first started, like, I was really shy the first time I performed. So,
we started off with a small group and started to build up from that. And, yeah, it was really exciting and, yeah, just really exciting and happy that we get to do this.
What is it like when you kind of overcome that shyness, you know, from that first time, and it's like, oh, I don't know, I'm feeling a bit scared, I'm feeling a bit shy to get up and dance? But once you kind of get over that hurdle, does it feel really good?
Yeah, it feels comfortable, like, because we performed in, like in front of, like, maybe 7,000 people once.
70.
Yeah, 70,000.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it was really good doing the sunset ceremony and the fringe parade. It's a lot of people and just really, really exciting to do it and perform there.
What about for when new people come to the group? Do you kind of see yourselves in them, in their quietness and shyness?
Yeah, we meet them, we talk about ourselves, and they talk about their self. And we just teach them some moves and just practice with them and just try and get them to do it. Mainly it takes 2 weeks or so, but, yeah, they get the hang of it.
Really quick, too, after a while.
Does it feel good to, I suppose it's recognising that you've grown as a person and then being able to help someone else? Does that feel really good?
Yeah, it feels really good. Just I was getting help because I was new, and now I overcome that and I came better, and just now
help
I'm helping
other people.
Helping the new recruits and members.
What about for your families? Do they come out to the various performances you do? What do they think about the stuff you're doing?
They're really excited, and they like us dancing, like seeing us dance.
They think it's good because we're keeping our culture strong, and just, yeah, they want us. My mum wants me to dance because, well, she used to dance when she was little up in Alice Springs there, in my country, yeah. So, yeah, it's really good.
If there are any young people listening, and they're thinking, oh, maybe I want to get involved in Yalaka, what would you say to them?
I'll say yes. I'll say, yeah, come along, have a try. If you like it, you can come. If you don't, you don't have to, but you can just come along and have a try.
And you don't have to be super amazing when you first try.
No, you can just, you don't have to be good. I wasn't good at first, but I just kept
listening.
If you listen well and don't muck around,
learn more things.
You'll learn pretty quick.
Have you noticed, since doing Yalaka, have you noticed a change in yourself, not only when you dance, but also in other aspects of your life, like maybe when you're at school or elsewhere?
Yeah, it changed me by being respectful and being good, like, really,
in rehearsals time,
really, really, like happy with what you got, and yeah.
Is there anything else that you guys wanted to say to people who are listening about the stuff that you guys are doing at Yalaka? What's something that you'd really like people to know?
Well,
us dancing for first.
Well, if you're an Aboriginal child or kid, should come along and try it out. And just see what your identity is.
How important is it for you guys to be able to identify and celebrate your culture like this?
Yeah, really, really important, because, well, our culture is getting lost now, and we just want to bring it back and just share it with other people.
Alan and Sherwin, two boys from Yalaka, a local group which provides a safe space for young Aboriginal people to explore culture and identity through arts and dance. We also heard from Sonia Waters, who runs the group alongside her husband, Carl Telfer.